7 minutes past 9. I don't know whether that was a specific theme song for our next guest, Tara Rushton from Fox Sports. Good morning, all the single ladies.
Good, it gets me every time. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Tara?
Oh, I'm very, very well this morning, even though it's raining here in Sydney. Oh, well.
It has been a big disappointment, the weather in Sydney. Don't you guys ever, ever talk to us about Melbourne weather ever again.
I take that back. I'll eat my words. I apologise on that one.
Unfortunately, it's played havoc with the cricket in the last, yesterday anyway, which is such a special day. The pink, the third day, the pink test.
I know. It's been a shame. Oh, well. Let's see what tomorrow brings. It's a new year. We'll see.
Exactly right. The good thing is it's not going to rain down in Melbourne, and that's great because we've got a massive game coming up tonight, Melbourne City versus the West Sydney Wanderers. Of course, it's an opportunity for a new coach to sort of stamp his coaching style, I suppose, his authority, on a team, and an opportunity for Melbourne City to restart their season.
Absolutely. I guess all of the headlines shock for most is that John Van Schippen, his immediate departure, effective immediately, to go back to the Netherlands to look after his father. We do wish him and his family all the best, of course. So Melbourne City, it is a bit of a crunch match. It'll be really interesting to see how this team galvanise, bounce back, and what they show on the pitch. They still haven't won a game since that FFA Cup Championship win. Their first piece of silverware for the club, so important. John Van Schippen did that with the club, of course, and he leaves that legacy there, but it's been 5 games without a result. So tonight they're at Amy Park. They play the Western Sydney Wanderers, who also have their backs against the wall. Tony Popovich, only 2 wins so far this season. They are becoming the draw specialists. 8 draws. They desperately, desperately need a win as well, even though they're sitting 6th on the table. But it'll be a really, really interesting clash because earlier when they met this season, 1-1 the final result. Unfortunately, you mentioned his name because he's coming up on the show, Neil Kilkenny, an own goal, which meant that the Wanderers actually stole a point in their earlier meeting at Spotless Stadium here in New South Wales. So it'll be a really interesting clash to see how the team go. And Neil Kilkenny, he will be such a key player for them because he's been having to shift between that midfield role to the centre of defence because they're great up front. They've been playing such a fluid attacking type of game, which John Van Schippen still, but they've been struggling at the back defensively, especially with a settled back four as well. I have tipped Melbourne City in this one. I think that they will get the job done. But as you said, it'll be really interesting to see what Michael Balcanis does, who steps in as interim coach tonight.
There was a little bit of talk, I suppose, around at the start of the year in regards to how the combination of Fornarelli and Tim Cahill may go. I think there's been no doubt that that's been one of the success stories of the year.
Absolutely. Look, we know what they're capable of. Bruno Fornarelli shows us time and time again. On New Year's Eve, he was the first player this season to score the 10th goal of the season. He is in crux situations. He's the guy that can get you over the line. Tim Cahill as well scored yet again. He stands up and does what has been asked of him. He's a superstar. So there's no doubt there was always that question over, oh, where will these two players fit in attack? But we've seen that attack, they don't have a problem. It's at the back when they're leaking in the goals and it's defensively that Melbourne City really need to find a solution. Michael Jacobson in the centre of defence has been a big loss for them. He has been named in a squad. Whether he will play or not is a question mark. And Osama Malik as well, who's been out with injury, has also been named back in the squad. And he's been really great for them in defence. So if they can settle themselves in the back, I think they will be fine.
All right, let's move on to the next game of the weekend, and that is the game between the Brisbane Roar and the Newcastle Jets. The Brisbane Roar looking nice at the moment in 3rd spot, and 3 points for them would get them just a little bit closer to a top 2 position with the Melbourne victory. But the Newcastle Jets also desperately need the 3 points to stay in touch with the top 6.
Yeah, look, you've got to say, really ominous signs from Newcastle Jets and, you know, players that have shone for them so far this season. Yes, 6-goal thriller for the Jets against Melbourne victory a couple of days ago. They'll want to bounce back, but Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane Roar don't lose at Suncorp. They really, really don't. But this is this funny fixture where it actually, the Newcastle Jets and Brisbane Roar, where it actually favours the visitors. So the home side in this fixture doesn't tend to win. Newcastle Jets, their 9 wins at Suncorp Stadium is the most wins they've had outside of their home ground. I'm thinking that Brisbane Roar, you know, based on their loss to Sydney FC, will want to come out and make a statement yet again. They've got quality across their park. They're more consistent, I think, across the park compared to the Newcastle Jets, got more depth in their positions. I think that Brisbane are such a tough proposition at Suncorp Stadium. I think they'll be incredibly hard to break down for the Newcastle Jets. But from what we've seen with the Jets this season, you can never really rule them out because they've got quality across the park too. Andrew Naboot has been such a shining light for them. I expect him to have a stellar game yet again. I do think Brisbane will be tough as Suncorp Stadium to break down, though.
And I think you're right too. Is there a chance that John Aloisi may find himself back at Melbourne City?
You know, so John Aloisi, I guess that's a name that's been touted with a move potentially to back to Adelaide, of course, where he's from. Not saying that Guillermo Armour is on the chopping block, but they are bottom of the table. You do get the feeling, and the murmurs around that is that it could be at the end of the season that Guillermo Armour could be potentially moving on. Melbourne City and who takes that job. You know, what they've done with their team in the States and the MLS, I presume that they might get someone, a huge name from overseas.
I think you might be right too.
There's so much money, there's so much anticipation and ambition for what this club will do, should do, can do. So in terms of the local names floating around, you know, Ante Bilicic, Josip Gombau has been another one. Look, I'm not too sure whether it will be a local face and a local name. They may go international.
And I think I said the other day that Melbourne City is definitely a breeding ground and a training ground for young future stars for Manchester City or for the City Group. And I think that Melbourne City should also be seen as that for their coaches as well. If they've got a really good young coach that they want to get some experience into as a first-team coach over there in England, then bring them over here for a year or two and give them that experience.
Well, you can imagine. That's exactly right. And that's why they set up and they align these clubs. That's why we have Melbourne City here in Australia. So you've made a really good point there that potentially we could get someone from abroad that is working with Manchester City or, you know, New York City, etc. So I think watch this space, but it won't be... I feel like it'll be a name with a fair amount of clout and someone with quite the resume.
The Melbourne Victory have their momentum boots on at the moment. They are firing. Yeah, they really are. They've moved into 2017 in a big, big way. And as you said, coming up against a very inept Adelaide team, you would think the Melbourne Victory take this one quite easily.
Yeah, look, on paper, it doesn't look good for Adelaide United. They've only won one of their past 10 games against Melbourne Victory. Melbourne Victory absolutely firing. They make the trip to Adelaide. They're looking for their fifth consecutive win, undefeated in 7 games. Goals across the park. Marco Rojas just in beautiful form. James Troisi, first goal of the season. Besart Berisha, 91st A-League goal ever. Breaks the record. Things are really... Fahi Benkalfala, I've got to say. You know, there were... He was out of the team, he was on the bench, now he's back in. But things are really starting to gel for Melbourne Victory, slowly but surely under the radar. They have been just getting their results. And I don't mean just, actually. They've been pretty emphatic results. And what's really, really promising about this Melbourne Victory side is they were getting the job done and getting the job done, say, against the Wanderers a couple of weeks ago, 3-0, and not really playing the best of their ability to the best of their ability or the best football that they can play. It was still moments where you thought, oh, okay, it's 0-0 and they're going into the sheds, but then they turn it up a notch because they've got that in them. So Melbourne Victory, I honestly can't see Adelaide getting the job done. I think it should be a Melbourne Victory win in Adelaide for them.
I think you are absolutely spot on, and one would think that the same applies also for Sydney FC, which is looking very good up the top of the ladder with a nice little break. They come up against the Central Coast Mariners, but you think Sydney might just be a little bit too strong?
I agree with you. I definitely think Sydney FC, the question is who can stop them. You know, you automatically, it's interesting, you talk to their fans and they go, the wheels have got to come off at some stage, and they were saying that a lot earlier in the season when it was 8 games without a loss. We're at round 14, they haven't lost the game, they are playing the Mariners, and they have an appalling, you know, Sydney FC have a fantastic record against the Mariners. They've won the past 6 against them, undefeated in the last 7. In those 7 games, the Mariners have conceded a whopping 24 goals. Sydney FC, they play without Alex Gross, who's red carded, so he's the centre for this one. But they have quality across the park. David Carney may come in, Bernie Abini may come in. I mean, they've got quality sitting on their bench here. Yeah, Matt Yerman left to Southeast Asia this week, but then Sebastian Ryle will come into the centre of defence. So Arnie has options across the park. So much quality in that side. They're playing beautiful, exciting, scintillating football. I can't see the Mariners getting the job done. I think this will be another Sydney FC Invincibles win and run for them.
For many years, I've wondered, how do we get a smile onto Graham Arnold's face? I think I've found that how you do that. You just put his team on top by 8 points.
It's a beautiful buffer to have. It is a good one. We've got to remember, of course.
But Arnie's smiling.
You know what? It was funny because we had him on the couch on Shootout as well. And
yeah, I saw that.
There's a bit of a lightness about Arnie, but coaches should be smiling when they're winning. People love to win.
Of course they do.
So it is great, though. But Graham Arnold, he's a great coach, and they've recruited so well. So it'll be really, really interesting. I can't wait. You know, I'm thinking Sydney can. It's obvious. Can go all the way. It's just who will be meeting them in that grand final.
Yeah, exactly right. And just before we let you go, Carol, I don't know if you've had a look at the fixture at all, but what a big weekend of FA Cup action over in England over the next couple of days.
You know what? I've actually just had my head completely in the A-League.
A-League, yeah.
In the A-League, it's probably getting over the fact that Arsenal had to claw back from 3-0 down to Bournemouth. So you're going to have to tell me about that one, but I've just had my head completely in my A-League.
As a Tottenham fan, I'm right into what's happening over there at the moment. So after our 2-0 win over Chelsea, so that's really fired us up.
I would never really high-five a Tottenham fan, but what it's done to the title race, thank you very much.
It is. Well, at least we've reignited it, which is nice. Tara, thanks for your
I'm
time.
Thanks so much, Tony. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, and have a great weekend.
Bye.
Tara Rushton joining us here from Fox Sports, covering